Hello, this is physician and geriatrician Dr. Michael Gloth welcoming you to another episode of Senior Survival Guide. This podcast will address the issue of diet and exercise. Much of this will be excerpted from one of my books, Fit at 50 and Beyond. Just about any time you go into the physician's office, you will get a height and weight measured. These combined measures allow us to calculate body mass index. If one's body mass index exceeds 30, that is considered obese and automatically puts an individual in that category at higher risk for mortality and morbidity beyond what we expect from aging alone. While some weight gain is expected and may even be better for you as you age, getting beyond this number of 30 obviates any benefit of minor weight gain since your 20s. It should be recognized that as one gets older, many factors make weight gain much more likely. From an evolution standpoint, consider that many millennia ago, our ancestors survived if they were able to maintain adequate calories during periods of famine. So people who took in lots of calories that were consequently converted to fat when there was food around were more likely to survive when food was scarce. Those genes for eating a lot when food is available and being efficient with energy expenditure have consequently been passed down to those of us who are around now. Keep in mind, it is a relatively recent phenomenon that food is available to us with minimal effort. Advances in refrigeration and transportation have made it possible for me to walk into a grocery store and get a kiwi fruit that was harvested perhaps days ago halfway around the world. Genetically, of course, we have not adapted to this. Hence, all of our primitive natural tendencies continue to exist in us now, despite the easy access to food and nutrients. The advantage that we have is our higher intellect, which allows us to use cognitive processes to overcome some of those basic primitive tendencies that now put us at greater risk for disease and mortality. So let's talk about some of the changes that occur as we get older and how to use our smarts to counter that tendency to gain weight as we age. At the outset, let me emphasize a couple of key principles. One, simply reducing food intake may not optimize your weight loss. There are some areas of controversy, but how you decide to address them will be based on you as an individual rather than global data analysis in a controlled setting. A good example of this is consideration of how many meals one should eat during the course of a day. Multiple small meals may be advisable in certain circumstances, but as you will find, every time you eat, it's an opportunity to overeat, and everything in your genetic material will encourage you to overeat every time you're exposed to food. Thus, regardless of your circumstance, using your higher mental capacity to plan for eating and to use your mind over meals, as I like to express it, will contribute to your success in terms of overall weight loss and fitness. One very important principle to understand at the outset is that not all calories are created equal. If I use a device to measure the caloric content of food, I will simply know the number of calories per gram. What it won't tell me is whether I would need to expend calories to get access to that energy. So certain foods like simple sugars, fructose, a sugar commonly found in fruit juice, is an example of one of the simplest of sugars. Raw glucose is another. These forms of calories can be assimilated directly into our body with no energy expended to get access to those calories. In other words, I could give these types of calories to you in an IV and you could use them right away. These are sometimes called simple carbohydrates. We could also give you a similar number of calories in complex carbohydrates, those that you might find in, say, a sweet potato. The difference here is that your body has to expend energy to break down the complex carbohydrates into simple carbohydrates. Therefore, 50 calories per gram of one food that is in the form of a simple carbohydrate is actually not equal to 50 calories per gram of a complex carbohydrate food. And that is because you have to actually burn calories in order to get access to all the calories in the complex carbohydrate food. Therefore, when making food selections, one always wants to try to avoid simple carbohydrates and focus on foods that contain energy that requires energy to access. So proteins, even fats, require energy to access the calories available in those foods. Vegetables generally have more complex carbohydrates and lots of other nutrients that are helpful. It makes it easy to understand why a diet with lean meats or fish and vegetables is much less likely to lead to obesity than sweets and fruit juices when added to daily consumption of anything. Once you decide that you're going to be serious about losing weight, there are some simple things to consider at the outset. Do not splurge before you start. Everyone is familiar with Mardi Gras, an event that takes place before the fasting of Lent. The concept of Fat Tuesday is taking in lots of things that you will not be taking in for the next 40 days. This concept should not apply to dieting and exercise, to changing your lifestyle. This is something that should start immediately. So do not splurge with the mindset of eat today for tomorrow we diet. You should start to change your habits immediately. Be mindful of what you're going to accomplish and use your higher intellect to overcome the natural urges of your body. Additionally, it is important to get a good night's rest. As it turns out, rest increases the production of hormones like leptin. Leptin suppresses appetite and increases the breakdown of fats. Sleep deprivation increases a hormone called ghrelin, G-H-R-E-L-I-N, that stimulates appetite. So surprisingly, sleep can actually help you lose weight. Exercise is also an important component to fitness and will facilitate weight loss in multiple ways besides just initial calorie expenditure. As one ages, metabolic rate declines slightly. This can be countered by exercising early in the day, which will increase your metabolism slightly throughout the day. This doesn't mean that if you miss exercising in the morning, you should not exercise in the afternoon or even evening. You absolutely should. It's just that you won't get as much of the benefit from the increase in metabolism for the remainder of the day. When we do talk about exercise, it is very important to recognize that you need to use good form, smooth, consistent exercises without jerky motions that are likely to pull muscles or cause strain are important concepts of exercise overall. We don't want people to get injured because if you're injured, you can't exercise and your function overall declines. Never a good thing for older adults. The other thing to recognize about exercise is that when you exercise, it actually causes some muscle breakdown. You want to replace that with protein as quickly as possible so that the muscle cycles and builds back up after a workout. This means trying to get in some protein within 30 minutes after completing an exercise routine. One other thing to consider as you get older is that it takes longer for muscles to recover. This is somewhat beneficial and an advantage as we age, because what it means is we don't have to exercise every single day with the same muscle groups. So if you run or focus on lower body exercises on day one, on day two, you should really focus on upper body exercises so that you can give those lower body muscles an opportunity to recover. When we talk about eating, it is important to recognize that many people think of the word diet as meaning restriction in food. Diet is actually what you eat, not the absence of food. And you should eat to live. But it's also worthwhile to recognize that you want to enjoy what you eat. Because our primitive self has been programmed to eat as much as possible when we're exposed to food, we must use our higher intellect to plan with regards to eating. Concentrating on finding foods that are higher in protein with fewer calories will be helpful. Planning in advance not to have seconds will pay dividends ultimately. Once you leave the food environment, you will still be satisfied and usually happier that you did not overconsume. Beverages are also important to consider. As mentioned earlier, fruit juices are loaded with simple sugars and generally should be avoided. Much better to eat a whole orange than have a cup of orange juice. The whole orange will have fiber and additional complex energy sources, some of which will be accessible to your body, others will not. It should be noted that alcohol has a relatively high energy content as well, so be judicious in terms of its consumption. Getting back to exercise briefly, you want to find a regular routine in terms of exercise. Try to exercise at the same times every week. Aim to exercise at least 6 days a week. You will find that you will miss some, but you'll at least cover 4 times a week if you do that. Sometimes it is very helpful to have an exercise partner, because even when you feel like not exercising yourself, you won't want to let your partner down. Even when traveling, plan on an exercise routine so that you continue your program even when away from home. It is worth noting that lots of daily activities are just as good as going to a gym. Dusting, gardening, hiking, walking the golf course, house cleaning, folding laundry, these are all forms of exercise. When you go to the grocery store, don't park in the closest spot, park far away. That will give you extra weight-bearing exercise of walking and will probably protect your car from being dinged by all the lazy people who park close by and pay very little attention when opening their doors or rushing with their shopping carts. When you unload your groceries into your car, walk that shopping cart all the way back to the cart corral, or even better, to the store. You will notice that very few people who do that are fat. I mean, overweight. A few other tips to keep in mind. As one ages, thirst and hunger are often misinterpreted for each other. These centers are very close together in the brain, so staying hydrated will oftentimes suppress your appetite. I like to keep water available in my car so that when I'm returning home from work, I can drink that at the end of the day, which suppresses my hunger so that I don't start eating the minute I walk through the door. With regards to exercise, when you are going to start your exercise routine, remember to warm up slowly to minimize your risk for injury. When going into an event where you know overconsumption is common, such as a wedding, for example, really think about the food. Think about what you will be eating, what you will not be eating, foods that are more tempting. Before you even walk through the door, think about eating the food, what the texture is like, what the taste is like, how satisfying is it worth the calories? If you decide to have some of this wedding cake, Make sure it's a small piece. You may even just want to taste it rather than consume the entire piece. Recognize that there are times when you have lapses, but if you have restricted yourself from, say, high-fat content foods for a long period of time, when you do get exposed to them, your body will not have adjusted to those types of calories and will not be as efficient in absorbing them. That will be your saving grace. Just make sure you don't continue to eat those kinds of foods the following day. By then, your body will have adapted. With this in mind, there are some times when you can actually plan to deviate somewhat, as long as it doesn't happen more frequently than once a week. A few final points. Try not to eat anything after 8 p.m. Those calories will not be used and will rather convert to fat as you sleep. Do not feel obliged to eat 3 meals a day. That has never been necessary for human beings, and you will survive quite nicely with simply 2 meals a day, with one being relatively small. Breakfast being the most important meal of the day does not apply as you get older, and you don't really need to start eating until you're hungry. So in summary, focus on better calories, get more sleep, and therefore more leptin. Use your own mind over meals. No eating after 8 p.m. Don't forget water consumption. And plan your exercising success with a good, consistent routine and possibly with a partner. And don't feel obliged to clean up everything on your plate. I assure you, no one in a third world country will suffer more because you threw something away on your plate. Thanks so much for listening. I hope this edition of Senior Survival Guide has been helpful. This is geriatrician and physician, Dr. Michael Gloth, praying you have great health and happiness in your later years.